Now, very important, Jules is trucking in Halifax. I hope, Jules, you're right. Now, Jules said, no, you're all going out today on your team bonding, yes, your yes. show, Fern's show, Greg's show, Scott Mills' show, we're all going out later. The big question is, has Dominic been given permission by his wife, Nick, to come out and play this afternoon?
Ooh,
you
know
what she's like with her leash.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, well, how does he know about that?
No, what he means by that is has Dominic asked if he can go out late?
Well, we need to find out. We need to get Dominic in. Oh, he's giving a thumbs up, but, you know, oh, he's just checking with Nick. He's allowed to come in and talk about this, what he's doing.
Is he ringing her now?
No. Ow!
And he's thumbs up again. He's allowed to talk about it.
Ow! Oh, here he is.
Get off me.
Hi.
Here comes the whipped man.
So she said it's
as
all right.
As you know,
then.
I rule the roost, whatever the expression. I'm doing the odd box today, and I'll be finishing odd box about 3:30, and then I am out
till 4:00.
From 3:30
till
whenever we're out.
What time has she said she wants you back?
She hasn't said.
What time have you said you will be back?
If anyone's going to say, I will say it.
What time have you said you will be back for?
I haven't said a time yet, because I don't know how late.
I don't believe you.
You sound so nervous.
You do. You sound genuinely scared.
No, I'm more annoyed because you think Nick's like that, and she's not.
All right, but you know she's not. Nick is lovely to us.
Yeah.
She's she comes across a very now she does to me. She didn't like me at first, as we all know. It's been well documented.
Yeah, she does now though.
Brilliant. but you are, and you would admit this. You are scared of your wife.
I'm not scared of my wife at all.
You are, she is in charge of that house, that family, the money.
She's everything. In charge of the house, definitely.
Yeah, she's in charge of the money. She tells you, give me, you earn it, you give it to me, I spend it.
Not really. But she's in charge of the house, though.
Yeah, you know the joint bank account you have?
Yes.
You know you are allowed to have two cards, right?
Really?
It's not just her.
Well, I don't just ask her for something on a Monday.
No.
I didn't know it worked like that.
I think it's good, though.
If you're good over the weekend, does she give you more pocket money?
It doesn't really work like that, but I'll say yes.
Now that she's put you as a named driver on the car insurance, so that's good as well. that gives you that extra freedom, I think.
It really does. Mm.
There's only one set of keys for the car, though, and she doesn't tell him where they are.
Listen, because people think this is true now, because you said it so many times.
But it is true. That's the weirdest thing about it.
It is true.
Under the thumb, under the thumb.
Under not the thumb, under the thumb.
Scaredy your wife, scaredy your wife.
I wear my own trousers.
Last time was Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love was released in 2000.
Paula on the Yes, as she calls it, Yes, It's Foggy on the M6, M6 says Dominic is obviously mentally and emotionally challenged by his wife.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a surgery that Alec can think about. Dom could call in anonymously. So,
Anonymous Dom.
You're right, he could, but obviously he'd have to ask the Nick's permission first to use the phone.
Yeah, yes. You have to ask the bill payer's permission anyway. The bills.
Why don't we get invite Nick out today as well to play? And Warrington John could look after the kids. What am I thinking? Scrap that idea. That was ridiculous. So you're going to be coming out to see us, though?
In me?
Today, you've got permission?
Course. Yeah,
have you got like a...
Don't need permission.
Do you have to sign in and sign out or not?
No, don't be a child. Of course I don't. I can just come and go as I want. I'm a free spirit.
And how often in advance do you have to ask for permission?
Don't have to ask permission.
You have to give a week's notice.
Don't have to give any notice.
Ignore them, Dom. I think the respect you have for Nick is great.
I am.
And what you need in a relationship.
It's a healthy mutual respect,
Alex. Exactly.
And do you know what? And he does respect it, because he knows if he doesn't respect it, you give him a good kicking.
Oh, dear.
what will Nick be doing now?
She would have
throwing the radio.
She'll be dropping Tilly off at preschool.
What time is she back?
Back to the house about 9:30, 9:20 to 10:00.
She'll get her on, have a chat with her. Yeah. Just make sure that you know you've got permission to play out later.
I don't need permission.
What does she do? Because you were saying to me. Because I said to you before, what does she do all day? And you said
such
to me, good question. What does she do all day? If it wasn't for ITV2, she'd be bored.
Yeah.
That's what you said to
me. She's on the cider watching ITV2 around about 10-ish.
Right. So, like, once to... Preschool's till when?
Preschool finishes at 1:00.
Right. So between, like, 9:30 and 1:00, she's got nothing to do.
What does she do all day? Good question.
She has nothing to do.
Yeah, but what is there to do? I'm going to... This is a genuine question. Yeah. What does she do?
She does loads of stuff.
Like what? Name 3 things. Go.
All the kids washing, pretty much.
Okay, you put that in, you press go, you leave it for an hour.
Yeah, and she does loads of stuff.
I think that's one thing you've mentioned.
But she does, she does tons of stuff.
Well, name a second thing.
Makes the beds.
Oh, you know, but she doesn't just do housework and stuff. She'll be doing things like going shopping and getting food in.
Once a week, isn't it? Once a week, twice a week at the most.
No, it's twice, three times a week.
Three times a week, right. Yeah. So she puts the washing in, she can go and get food. She's back for the washing to stick in the dryer. Yeah. Right, now she's got a couple of hours left. What's she doing?
Then, you're right then. Then she'll stick her feet up and have a cider and watch Jeremy Kyle. You are right when you say that.
I'm not being funny, but yeah, she's got the life, right?
What?
She's got the life, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got the life of Riley. Whoever he is.
You're in so much trouble.
Who, me or Dom?
Both of us.
Why am I
in trouble? No, I think Dominic.
Yeah.
I'm not in trouble. I'm not bothered.
It doesn't bother me what she thinks. No, yeah. Wait.
Can we call her? Can we speak to her?
No, I'm going to phone her in a minute.
Can we not speak to her?
Check everything. What?
Can we not speak to her? Have we ever had Nick on the air?
No, do you know what? She doesn't like doing all that sort of stuff. She's not very good on the telephone, generally.
She's not very good on the telephone?
She doesn't like talking on the phone. She's like Fern always says that she doesn't talk on the telephone. Nick's exactly the same. She hates it.
Oh, Fern will text you, and then you text back, then she texts you again, then you text back, then she texts you again, and you go, do you know what? I'll just call her. She won't answer.
No, exactly. And Nick's kind of the same. Right. She doesn't talk to me on the phone. No, she does.
Well, it's good that you've got permission to be out.
Don't
obviously, me and Dave already have permission to be out. Alad.
Yeah, we do what we want.
Yeah.
No one tells us what to do. No way. We're our own bosses.
And Matt Fincham is your secret girlfriend giving you permission to go out?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Anyway, we're all going out.
Yes, it's going to be nice as well because it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
20 degrees in the south of the UK.
In Mexico.
Yeah, 29 in Mexico.
Dominic is coming out with us to play. So tomorrow we'll have stories about our night out tonight and also how told off Dominic got or what time Dominic ended up leaving early with an excuse.
I don't get told off.
Oh, I've just had a phone call. There's a problem with the conservatory. You don't have a conservatory. Yeah, that's right.
That's not true. That never happened. It's just not. You say it enough, it becomes the truth.
Nick says the garage door is jammed. I've got to go back. Dobby, you don't have a garage. Yeah, that's
right.
We
used to,
that's
we don't.
Right. And that's why she's freaked out by it.
And
bye
it's
bye.
A problem.
You know that's not true. Come on.
Okay. I know it's not true. Your wife lets you go out, and Matt is dying to show his girlfriend off to the rest of us.
One of those is true.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Should we move on? Good idea.
Alan! Coming up today on BBC Radio 1, 10 o'clock is Fern Cox.